Good morning. Today's Daf and Nozir is Nun Vav. We are going to back up. We're going to start Nun Hey. Not only that, we're going to start Nun Hey Amud Aleph. We're going to start towards the bottom of the Amud at the two dots. Okay, it is one sugya, and this one sugya is going to take us all the way to the Mishnah, Nun Vav Amud Beis. So what I'd like to do is, yes, we're going to back up just for a moment, but in order so that we can complete one sugya. Okay, now the whole point of the sugya is really simple, but as I'm sure you already got a heads up, it's going to be complicated. The sugya is not complicated, meaning it's just simply the rayas. The Gemara is going to quote Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is going to say something which is novel, and not only is it novel, it's a real chiddush. And what the Gemara is going to do over the course of today's daf is basically because of the Mishnah, because of the Braisa, so the Gemara is going to end up rejecting Rav Chisda. that's the simplicity of the Gemara, but that's an oversimplification, and it gets a lot more complicated. So let's go. Let's get underway. Okay, we saw the Mishnah on Nun Dalet. The Mishnah on Nun Dalet opened up with a very strange word, and that's aval. However. So in other words, there are two Mishnayos, and these two Mishnayos, meaning for the seventh parakeet of the Masechta, these are the two fundamental Mishnayos. In other words, if I was going to recommend review, constant review, which outside of the seventh parakeet of Nazir, recommend constant review. But if I'm going to be recommending constant review, those two Mishnayos really become fundamental to this discussion, because we have Tumas Meis and we have Tumas Meis. Some Tumas Meis, the Nazir is Megaleach. Some Tumas Meis, the Nazir is not going to be Megaleach. Which one's which? So see the Mishnah Memtes, see the Mishnah Nundalit. The Mishnah Memtes says that these are the types of Tumas Meis that the Nazir is going to be Megaleach, and the Mishnah gives us a list. Then the Mishnah in Nadal says, however, aval, but when it comes to other types of Tumas Meis, the Nazir is not going to be Megaleach, and the Mishnah gives us the listing of those as well. So sometimes the Nazir is Megaleach, sometimes he's not Megaleach. See Mishnah Memtes, the Mishnah in Nadal, that is point number one. And then the Mishnah pointed out that sometimes the Nazir is simply going to be in suspension. In other words, he'll be suspending his Nazirs, but it won't cancel the days that he counted previously. So, for example, if it's Tumas Meis category B, meaning all the contrasting cases on Nun Dalet, so suspension. Nazir is going to be in suspension. He's not going to have to reboot his Nazir. Any of the days that he counted previously are still on the books. And now he's going to be on rain delay. In other words, until he tends to his Tumas Meis category B, and then he goes back and he resumes wherever he left off. Okay, good. Then the Mishnah pointed out, oh, by the way, there are other occurrences where he's going to be in suspension, notably when he's in Metzora. Either when he's going to be in Metzora Mochlat, definitive Metzora, alternatively, when he is Besifro, when he's counting from its Saras. When counting from Saras, what does that mean? It means that when he resolved his Saras, but now he needs to go through the procedure of Taharas Metzora. That's an 8-day procedure. 7 days of counting, on the 8th day, you bring Karbanos. So there too as well, he's going to be in suspension from his Nazirus. So during his Mitzvah Mukhlat and during Sifro, so he's going to be in suspension. When he comes back, he's going to resume counting. And finally, the Mishnah said there's a third category. Third category where the Nazir is not even going to be in suspension. Rather, what the Nazir is going to be is he's going to be able to count, just to continue counting. And when is that going to be? So the Mishnah told us on Nun Dalet, it's going to be when you're a Mitzora Muzgar. Mitzora Muzgar means that you are quarantined Mitzora. Not sure yet whether or not that's Saras or not Saras. You have to be quarantined for 7 days. Cohen's going to come back and look again. And based on a number of variables, meaning first read the Torah, then go through the Mishnayos and Nagayim. And right then, this is well beyond the purview of what I know. But in other words, if you are schooled in what is Saras and what isn't, so after a 7-day quarantine, so then you will be determined whether it is or it isn't Saras. During those days of Hezger, where he's quarantined, so those days, they were not even in suspension. Meaning, if you're a Nazir, you could still count those days till you're Nazirus. So that's one time where you're not even suspended, and the other time is Zava. In other words, if you are a Nazir, and at the time you're also experiencing a Zivus, for a man Zav, for a woman Zava, so you can still count your Nazirus. The Zava does not affect your Nazirus count whatsoever, and you'll count your Nazirus while you're a Zava. Okay. That is all but a quick outline of what we learned in the Mishnahs, Memtes, Nundalid, and now we get to Rav Chisda. Now, I'm admitting right now, in other words, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to go through all this way too quickly. So I'm recommending. I hope to be as clear as possible. Right? That's my goal. But I fully admit that I'm going to be going through this way too quickly. And so the good news is that what you do is you just hit the rewind and play it again. And hopefully I'm giving all the information necessary so that when you hear it and you hear it again, so it absorbs and it's able to seep in. This is not my first round of doing this. So that means to say that I know it. Just obviously I can know it better. And every round we'll get to know this better and better. Okay, so Rav Chisda makes the following statement, and here we're going to do it all inside. So we are on Nun Hey Amud Aleph, and we're going to start with Rav Chisda. Today's daf is Nun Vav. I know it's confusing. Today's daf is Nun Vav, but I'm starting on Nun Hey Amud Aleph just simply because I would like to start at the beginning of the sugya. And that is Maschal Amon, Nerav Rav Chisda Lo Shanel Ben Nizirus Mu'atas Avam Nizirus Meruba, Mislak Nami Salkin Lay. So Rav Chisda says, I would like to advance a Chiddush, a real Chiddush. And that is that when you're a Mitzara, and we're talking about Mitzara Mukhlat, a definitive mitzara. So really what that's not going to do is it's not going to contradict your nazirus. It won't even suspend your nazirus. While you're a mitzara mukhlat, go ahead, keep counting. Keep counting your nazirus. That's the chiddush of Rav Chisda. It's novel. You read the Mishnah. It certainly didn't sound that way from the Mishnah. But now as the Gemara is going to do for a moment is defend Rav Chisda. That'll be step one. And then after, which we saw already yesterday. And then for the remainder of today, all we're going to do now, from that point going forward, is basically refute Rav Chisda. It's too big a chiddush. Just simply, it's an untenable position. Okay. So anyway, so let's start off with Masiv Rav Sharvias. So Rav Sharvias asked the following question: Maschal Amon Miyad Vein Mevatel Behem as a Kodmim. Okay. So just read our Mishnah. Meaning, step number one: go back to our Mishnah, read our Mishnah. It says that what happens when you conclude your saras. So then, so basically, during Saras, you were in suspension. You were on a rain delay. Okay. For those who like the sports analogy, great. And if not, it's okay. So you're on rain delay. So in other words, but everything you did before the rain delay still counts. And then you just simply resume after the rain delay is over. Good. That's our Mishnah. Now, a simple reading of the Mishnah would seem to indicate that when you're Mitzara Mukhlat, you can't count towards your Nazirs. Why you're a Mitzara Mukhlat? That's Rav Chisda. How do you read the Mishnah? So, B'mayilam ibn Nazirus Mu'atas Kabay Gidul Seir. So, what are we talking about? We're talking about the base minimum of Nazirus, base minimum Nazirus, meaning can't be. Meaning base minimum Nazirus is 30 days. So, what happened? Right in the middle of Nazirus now, you become a Mitzara. We all know that in order to properly conclude your Tzaras, what do you have to do? Shave your body, obviously including your head. By the way, not once, but twice. You shave on day one, and you shave again on day seven. There are two shavings. And so now what? Now what are you going to do? You're just simply going to wrap up your Nazirus? You can't wrap up your Nazirus. Right? Let's say it came right in the middle of your 30-day Nazirus. You have 15 days remaining. 15 days of hair growth is not hair growth. You need 30 days of hair growth. So Allah bin Nazirus Maruba. So it must be talking about where you have Nazirus Maruba. It is a longer Nazirus. And v'katani maschal monam yad. So, and yet, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that despite the fact that you're a Mitzara in the middle of your Nazirus, what's going to happen during Saras? Suspension. Rav Chisda, you said, Rav Chisda, that you don't have to suspend. In other words, you can keep counting your Nazirus. How did you read the Mishnah? So, most of love of so the Gemara says, yeah, he knows the Mishnah, but he also answers up for the Mishnah as well. But Nazirus Bat Chamishiyam, Vyasav Esrim, Vyasav Debet Saras, Megalev Saraso, Vahad Yasav Talsiyam, and Denazir Dahayis Legidoser. So, Rav Chisda will say in his defense, you know, let me explain to you what happened in the Mishnah. Here's what happened in the Mishnah. It wasn't a base minimum of 30 day Nazirus, but rather it was a 50 day Nazirus. And here's what happened. He got through 20 days of his Nazirus and then 21 days on the 21st day. Boom, Saras hit. So now he's a Mitzara. So Rav Chisda will tell you, look, here's my position. You can keep counting your Nazirus. Fine. It happens to be that in this particular case, counting your Nazirus is not going to help you. Because after your Tzaras is over, again, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to shave your entire body, obviously, including your hair. And yet, now you're going to need a 30-day growth. So the reason why the Mishnah said, and now finish up at the back end, you're going to have to count 30 days. Not because in principle you couldn't count during your Tzaras, you could. It just also happens to be that you need 30 days of growth. That's why the Mishnah said that maskal umona, you're going to finish counting off your 30 days afterwards simply because you need 30 days of hair growth. Okay. That's the case of the Mishnah. Now again, by the way, that's a forced explanation of the Mishnah, but Rav Chisda said, but you could explain it that way, and if you do, my chiddush still stands. Okay. Good. Mesiv Rami Bar Chama. Now, Rami Bar Chama is going to be asking a question based on a Mishnah that's coming up later on in our Masechta. So, and here, just a warning, it's going to get complicated. But I'll tell you the truth, it's not so bad. In other words, once you know all the factors and once we know all the variables, it's really not so bad. It's just a question of navigation. That's all. So let's do this together. I highly recommend Tosos holds our hand. I'm not going to go through the Tosos inside. It's a time consideration. Tosos holds our hand and walks us through every variable and every consideration. I will be doing everything outside, but just reading Tosos, it's like, it makes everything easy and digestible. I'm just going to take a faster route. And again, I know I'm going to go through this way too quickly. So Rami Bar Chama. So here we are learning together a Mishnah, which we're going to see together on Daf Nuntes Amud Aleph, and that is the following: Nazir Sheyatami Besafik Amuchla Besafik. So Ochel Bekashon Lacher Shishim Yom Veshos Yainim Matam LeMesim Lacher Mea Vesrim Yom. Oh, okay. So the Mishnah tells us that if a person becomes he's a Nazir and he was possibly a Tamei LeMes, and possibly a Metzora. There are two Sfeikos that he is working with right now. Maybe I'm a Tamei Meis, maybe I'm a Metzora. So now, what are the two significant markers in terms of days? So you're going to be able to eat Kachem on day 60, and you're able to drink wine and be Metam LeMeisim after 120 days. How's that? That was easy. It's not easy. Okay, so please allow me now just a couple short minutes to explain over here what the navigation is, what are the issues, what are the considerations, and then we'll move forward. Okay, so you're a Nazir, which means what? It means that for the next 30 days, we're assuming right now base minimum is zero, so 30 days, which means that for the next 30 days, so we all know, this is now the 56th page of the Masechta, so it means you can't cut your hair, it means you can't drink wine, it means you can't be Matam LeMeis. Good. That part's easy. But now the problem is that you have two problems that need resolution. One is that you're Tamil Mace, but we don't know definitively. Selfik. You may be Tamil Mace. And number two is that you may be a Mitzora. Possibly you're a Mitzora. We don't know. Yes or no. Okay. How we got to these points, I'll tell you what. This is the part where I'm just going to fast forward and we're here. And let's assume that they both concurred on day one of your Naziris. So on day one of your Naziris, so you had a lot going on that day. Possibly you were a Tamei LeMeis, possibly you are a Mitzora Muchlat. Okay. Now, let's take the following into consideration. Okay. This is where the navigation gets a little bit tricky, but if you just stay with me, hopefully I will help us all navigate. Now, what you want to do is that you want to finish your Naziris properly. The problem is, of course, is that now you got two detours. One is that you may be a Tamei LeMeis, and two is that you may be a Mitzora Muchlat. So all we want to do now is just navigate our way through this so that you can now successfully conclude your Naziris. So far, so good. Now, navigation is going to mean the following. Let's deal with the fact that you're a Mitzora. Okay. That's the first one we want to deal with. Okay. So what does the end of Tzaras look like? So when Tzaras comes to a conclusion, so what we're going to do is that we're going to shave our entire body. When? Twice. Once on the first day and then again on the seventh day. On the first day, there's also a procedure with birds, but I'm really not going to go through all the details right now. I'm not even going to be dealing with the karbanos. I happen to know, on Daf Nun Tes, we're going to talk about the karbanos. So, I know the question is going to be thrown in my direction. What do you do about all those karbanos that are required? So, what I'm going to tell you right now is, I'm taking a pass on that, because it demands our attention, but we're just simply not going to focus on it today. It's not relevant towards the point that we're making today. So for the karbanos, so tabling that discussion. So number one, so tzaras. So you have to shave now, not once, but twice, on day one and day seven. So let's say now you're free and clear of your tzaras, and you now want to do your first tiglachas for tzaras. Okay, now what? The problem is that we don't know for sure definitively whether you're a mitzora. And remember, you're also a nazir. So now, for the first 30 days, So you can't do tiglachas because you may not even be a mitzora. So your first opportunity to do tiglachas will be after the first 30 days. Okay. And that first tiglachas now will be possibly the first tiglachas for, towards your mitzora, mitzora mochlat. Okay, good. Now, mind you, by the way, you may not even be a mitzora mochlat, but you may be. It's a suffix. So that's the first tiglachas that you did. Great. Now what? Now, 7 days later, you want to do your second tiglachas. Oh, but here's the problem. Again, the problem now is that you may not have been a mitzora mochlat. So if, in fact, that's the case, you're still a nazir. Now, if you're still a nazir, what does that mean regarding shaving? You're not allowed to shave. So as much as you would like to shave now on the seventh day, you can't because you very well may be a nazir and you may not be a mitzvah mukhlat. So what you'll do? You'll wait another 30 days. Waiting another 30 days now will take into account the possibility that you're a nazir without being a mitzvah mukhlat. And now, if in 30 days later, you'll do your second tiklachas. But because you are possibly a mitzvah mukhlat, that second tiklachas now will count as your second shaving. And by the way, it's going to be a whole body shave. It'll be the second shaving now towards your mitzora. So now we have two 30s that have come and gone. At the end of the first 30, you did tiglachas once. At the end of the second 30, you did tiglachas a second time. But because you were a mitzora, possibly a mitzora mukhlat, so that's going to count now towards your tiglachas for tzaras. Okay. Now tzaras is off the table. After 60 days now, the tzaras, if in fact it was there, has been resolved. And again, I know there are karbanos, which I'm just ignoring for now. Okay. Now, the only thing left on the table is your nazir, your naziris. But remember, you were possibly a tameh meis. So now what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to do another round of 30, tiglachas after the third round of 30, and that tiglachas will resolve the possible tameh meis. Now you're 90 days in. And then what are you going to do at the conclusion now? One more round of 30 days. Now you're going to do tiglachas, and that tiglachas will be, you've resolved all the possibilities, right? Tiglachas 1 and 2 is going to be applied towards tzaras. Tiglachas 3 is going to be applied towards your nazir tameh. And now your fourth tiglachas, so that now will be applied to your nazir b'tahara. That's easy. Good. That's why the Mishnah said, in other words, now we can go back to the Mishnah and see the Mishnah in short order. That's why the Mishnah says that after 60 days, so now you can eat kachim. Why? Because after 60 days, you resolved your tzaras. And then, because remember, for the tzaras, you are now mechusa kippurim, you are prevented, prohibited from eating karbanos. You can only eat karbanos after your karbanos from mechusa kippurim. The assumption is that after the 60 days, you're going to bring your karbanos. Again, we don't know definitively whether you are or not a mitzara. So how to bring the karbanos, everyone here already knows. I'm tabling that discussion. It's an important discussion, but with the Gemara and Nuntes is going to deal with it. So I'll wait till we get to Nuntes to talk about the karbanos.
It'll be on day
61. Perfect. And then now the only thing left is your nazir. But again, possibly you were tameh meis. That's why it's going to be two rounds. Right, the round 3 of 30 days is going to be for nazir tameh, and round 4 is going to be for your nazir tahor. That's easy. That's simple. Again, it's not simple, but hopefully that was clear. Now, that's ABCs, or in our case, A, B, C, and D. That's all just to get us down to the next point. We're in Nun Vav Amud Aleph. We're 3 lines down from the top. Utani Allah. Now here comes the critical point, and that is the Braisa deals with the same circumstance. Again, he's a Suffolk Mitzora, he's a Suffolk Nazir B'Tameh, and the only variable we're now going to change is the term of his Naziris. The Naziris now is not 30 days, but his Naziris was for a year. So what do? All we're going to do is the same thing again, but scale it now. Instead of 30 days, scale it to a year. So now it's just scale, ratio. So, if right, you're going to be doing 4 rounds, but 4 rounds, each round is going to be a year. Okay. And again, what are you going to do each one of the 4 years? See above. But in other words, but on a 30 day unit, but rather on a 1 year unit. Okay, so far so good. Now the Gemara says, okay, Rav Chista, if you're right, you have a significant problem over here. It's an unresolvable problem. Because what did you say, Rav Chista? A Metzora can do what during Tzaras? Count your Naziris. Oh. So now the Gemara points out, so now Rav Chista, so let's think this through according to you. According to you, those first 2 years, now we're in the case of the, we're working on the year unit. Those first 2 years, so again, possibly it's a Metzora Mukhlat. Fine. So the Tiglachas you're going to do after year one is going to be Tiglachas number one for Tzaras, and after year number two, it's going to be Tiglachas number two for the Tzaras. And again, why in 1 year units? So go back to what we said at the beginning. Because it's only, he's only a Suffolk Mitzorah, so there's also a possibility that he's not a Mitzorah. And again, because of his Nazirah, so therefore, he's not able to shave anything less than 1 year apart from one another. Fine. Here comes now the sticking part to Rav Chista. It's not just a sticking part. It is a bomb kasha. And that is, according to you, Rav Chista, you know what you could do during those 2 years? You can count your Naziris. Oh. So in other words, what did you have? You had a 1 year Naziris? According to you, Rav Chista, during year number one or year number two, doesn't matter which one, you can count your Naziris days. That means to say that after 2 years are up, now what do you need to do? You need to now shave for, in other words, your Tzaras has been resolved. Now you have a Nazir that you need to count. Oh, a Nazir you need to count? Okay, you counted it. So now the only thing left is a possibility is that you're a Nazir B'Tameh. Okay, a Nazir B'Tameh. So now just simply shave 30 days later. That's all. So meanwhile, the Brisa says no. The Brisa says a year, a year, a year, a year. But according to you, Rav Chista, you were able to count your Naziris days during your Yemei Tzaras. So you don't have to, so you don't need another year to count. You could have, according to Rav Chista, counted concurrently during your Tzaras days. That's difficult. That's very difficult. In fact, it's so difficult, it's really unresolvable. So already, we could stop here. We're not going to stop here, obviously. We're going to continue in the Gemara. But for Rav Chista, who maintains that what you're allowed to do during your Yemei Tzaras is that you're able to count your Naziris, I don't know, we're learning a Mishnah together, and the supplemental Brisa, and according to the Brisa, it certainly sounds like, almost definitively, I'm not able to count the Naziris while I'm tending to Tzaras. Okay, so that's already question number one. Va'od Mesiv Rav Ashi. And the Gemara says, and we're not done with Rav Chista, meaning that's unresolvable, and the following also is going to be unresolvable as well. Va'od Mesiv Rav Ashi, Ein Li Ela Yemei Tumah She'ein Olin Lo Min HaMinyan. Yemei Tumah is not going to be applied towards Minyan. Now, Yemei Chiluto Minayin. How do I know that Yemei Chiluto is not going to be applied towards Minyan as well? Now, I would say all this, let's just go through the Kavachomers. Vidinu Yemei Tumah Megalech Mevi Karban V'Yemei Chiluto Megalech Mevi Karban. Look, Yemei Tumah so requires Giluach and you bring Karbanos. Yemei Chiluto of Tzaras also requires giluach, and you have to bring karbanos. Ma yemei tumah so ein olin lo min haminyan. Af yemei chiluto ein olin lo min haminyan. So just like when your tummy mates, you doesn't count towards your nazirus. So to tzaras, which basically follows the same pattern, meaning you don't finish tzaras until you bring karbanos. So that too doesn't count towards your minyan. The Gemara says okay, but then if we're arguing, let's continue the argument. Lo. So wait 1 second. You know what happens when you're Tamei Meis? We all know what happens. Any days that you counted previously, lost. It reboots your Nazirus. Now you may chiluta during Tzaras. So does it reboot? No, it doesn't reboot. In other words, you're in suspension. So the Gemara says, if we're arguing that, you know, you may chiluta looks a lot like you may Tomaso, so Yemei Tumaso is going to reboot. Shouldn't Yemei Chiluto also reboot? So Kavachomer who Manazir Bekevish Shetzar Roy Letiglachas Nizirus Ain Olin Lo Min Aminyan Yemei Chiluto She'ain Sa'aro Roy Letiglachas Nizirus Lo Kol Shekain. So the Gemara says no. Nazir Bekever. So Nazir Bekever is something we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta Tezvav Tezayin thereabouts. So the Gemara there says, what happens when you declare yourself to be a Nazir while in a cemetery? Inopportune time to start your Naziris, admittedly. You started on the wrong foot. I'd say that almost literally. But still, if you recall, if you remember, Nazir Bekever, where what happens now is the following. So you're a Nazir, but you didn't start counting. You can't start counting. Obviously, what you need to first do is, you need to first become Tahor, and then and only then are you able to start your count. Now, as far as the hair is concerned, you don't lose the hair. Why? You don't lose the hair because you never started counting. So Uman Nazir Bekever Shesarai L'Tiklachas Nazirus Ein Olin Lo Min Aminyan. So now that hair is, on one hand, not going to be cut. On the other hand, you're not counting during your Meitamaso. Yemei Chiluta Shein Sarai L'Tiklachas Nazirus Lo Kol Shekein. So you may chiluta, meaning during your tzaras days. Now that here during tzaras, that is not going to be applied towards your naziris. We know that. Why? Because at the end of tzaras, that hair is going to be shaved together with all the hair with the rest of your body. So the argument is that if nazir bekever, you're not able to count those days, and that hair isn't even going to be shaved off, nazir b'tzaras for sure can't count. That hair is not even going to even last for his naziris. So now I know that during Yemei Chiluta, those days don't count towards his naziris. Again, it doesn't have force him to reboot his naziris, but doesn't count towards naziris. Yemei Sifro Minayan. How about Yemei Sifro? Again, Yemei Sifro is after the conclusion of his tzaras, after he is healed from his tzaras. So now he's got to go through the tahara procedure. We call that Yemei Sifro because it's a 7-day count. So Ma Yemei Chiluta, we're on the top of the Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, look, we know you can't count it. Why? Because anyway, that hair is going to get shaved. Remember, between day 1 and day 7, you're going to go through another hair shaving. So that hair is not going to last. So the Gemara says, okay, what about quarantine days? Maybe those days also shouldn't count towards Naziris. So Cain v'adinosin chalut mitame mishkav amosha v'yemeizgar mitame mishkav amosha. And the Gemara says, look, when you're quarantined as a mitzora, you're tame, no different than when you're definitively a mitzora. A mitzora is mitame mishkav amosha, to say it simply. So when you are a mitzora and you're sitting on an object, that object is tame. And oh, by the way, that object is tame to the same degree of tame that you are. You're an avatama. The chair that you're sitting on is also an avatama. That's true by a Mitzora Mukhlan. It's also true by Mitzora Muzgar as well. And so now the argument stands that if Yemei Chiluto doesn't count towards your Naziros, Yemei Hezgero also doesn't count towards Naziros. They have the same degree of Tumah. So the Gemara says, Amart Lo. Even though it's a good argument, but no. But as much as we can compare, we can also contrast. They're not the same. You know, Hezger during quarantine does not result in shaving. You don't shave after the quarantine. Now again, what may end up happening after the quarantine is that the Kohen definitively calls you a Mitzora Mukhlat. That's true. But quarantine doesn't have to end that way. Quarantine can end by simply the Kohen coming back, looking at you, and based on a number of variables, the Kohen could just simply say, you're clear, you're good. So Muzgar does not end in Tiklachas. Muzgar does not end in Karbanos. So Muzgar is, on one hand, comparable to Mitzora Mukhlat. They're both on the same level of Tumah, but there are still also fundamental differences between them. So, Amru, Yemei Sifra v'Yemei Gamro, Eino Olam and Aminyan, Aval Yemei Hazav, Hazav, V'Esker Rosh HaMitzora, Hare Elu, Olin Lo. So, conclusion is that when you're Mitzora Mukhlat, so or you're Besifro, or you're counting towards Tahara, so those days are not counting towards Naziris. Again, not like Tumas Meis where it reboots your Naziris, but still, you're not counting your Naziris. But when can you count your Naziris? You may Hezger, you're allowed to count, and also when you're in Zava and Zava. Now, by the way, all the information that we just learned we already learned from the Mishnah on Nun Dalet. Meaning this was a great review of everything we learned on Nun Dalet. It just happens to be that the Braisa was more expansive. The Braisa was making arguments, counter-arguments, Kal v'chomers. Okay, good, so forth and so on. Now, the reason why we quoted the Braisa, Ketani mi'as, so the Gemara says, I'll tell you the part of the Braisa that we want to zoom in on. Lo, im amart bimei tumaso shekeim evalta b'hem as a kodman tomer bimei chiluto. So in the contrasting of yimei tumah and yimei chiluto, tumas mesa mitzora, so the Braisa said, comfortably, just matter of fact, you know, when you're tumah mes, so that's mevatal zakodmin. That undoes all the days you counted previously. But you know, mitzora muchlat does not undo the days that you counted previously. The Braisa said that as a matter of fact. Now, b'mayilim b'nizirus mu'atas habin and gidoseir. What are we talking about right now? When you were at mitzora and it comes into a base minimum of 30 days of nizirus, meaning the nazir under review over here is a nazir for just 30 days, and in the middle of his nizirus, it becomes a mitzora muchlat. And now what? Oh, don't, what's it called? It doesn't undo the days previously. You just simply resume your count. No way you can just resume your count. What do you have as a balance? 15 days as a balance? Unacceptable. 15 days of a balance. Remember what happened at the end of your tzaras. You shaved your head. You have no hair. You're going to need a minimum of 30 days. So I love Nazirus Meruba. So we're not talking about a base minimum. What are we talking about? We're talking about extended Nazirus. He was a Nazir for whatever the extension is. A year, doesn't matter. It was extended Nazirus. And the Katani Shein on Lom and Aminyan. And the Braisa says, and now, during Mitzorah, you know what you can't do? You can't count. In other words, you're in the middle of a Nazirus. It's a long-term Nazirus. And you're a Mitzorah right there in the middle. And the Braisa says, as a matter of fact, you know, these days that you're a Mitzorah, you can't count towards your Nazirus. No. Matter of fact. So the Gemara says, okay. So what do we gain from all this? I'm a low-socking leg. So the Gemara says, okay. So it means very simply, you can't count in Nazirus while you're Mitzorah Mochlat. So Shema Minah, the Gemara says, okay, it's conclusive. Meaning, so, as a long and complicated discussion, so basically the outline is really simple, but it's really in the details where we can get lost. The outline of the Gemara is, Rav Chista said that during Tzaras, you can count Nazirus. Even Mitzorah Mochlat, you can count Nazirus. That's the Chiddush of Rav Chista. So what we did is, in the course of today's daf, we quoted a Mishnah on, coming up on Nun Tes, where it describes somebody who's a Safek Mitzorah, Safek Tamei Meis, and because of these Sfeikos, so therefore he needs to go through a complex system of four rounds of Nazirus, of four rounds of Tiglachas, then and only then has he resolved every Safek. And that's not just true for a 30 day, it's also true for a 1 year. So in other words, it's going to be four rounds of 1 year. A year, four times over. And now, according to you, Rav Chista, why does each one have to be 4 years? After years one and two, couldn't you have tended to your tzaras and counted also towards your nazirus? That's question number one. It's unresolvable. And question number two is the braisa. The braisa that started on the bottom of Nun Vavam and Aleph, going into Nun Vavam and Beis, where the braisa says, as a matter of fact, that you know, during Tzaras, Mitzorah Mukhlat, and also during Sifro, you know you can't count your Nazirus. Oh, okay. And Rav Chista, how do you see that Braisa? And Rav Chista simply doesn't have a response, meaning, Shema Minah. Right? The Gemara could have ended off with the words Tiyufta, meaning it really does disprove, it refutes the position of Rav Chista.
How does it help counting, even if he's right? How does it help counting? Because if you shave your head, you're no longer
a right. So in other words, for a base minimum of 30 days, it's not going to help. But if your Nazirus was longer, so then you can, in other words, if it's a year, and in that year you happen to be a Mitzorah, as long as there are 30 days balance afterwards, so then you're fine.
You just continue counting even though your head is shaved?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Okay. Amar Rebbe Eliezer Mishum Rebbe Yoshua. Okay, so what we're going to do today is that we're going to do one more Mishnah and one more Gemara for today. The heavy lifting is over. That was the heavy lifting of today's daf. And now I'd say it's easy. It's not easy, but in other words, but it's much easier. So I'm Rabbi Eliezer Mishum Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer quotes Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, just as a general, this is a general problem. Whenever you see Rabbi Eliezer, So the Gira says he's sometimes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar. Okay, and you'll note it's always going to be an issue, right? There are two different Tanayim, and they happen to be that their names are different by only one letter, and so fine, just as a point of fact. Anyway, Amar Rabbi Lazar Mishum Rabbi Yishu Kol Tumas Min Amei Shenazim Megalech Alem Chayim Alem Abias Mikdash VeKol Tumas Min Amei Shenazim Megalech Alaha Ein Chayim Alem Abias Mikdash. Okay, so here's the point. Okay, and again, I said this at the beginning of today's daf, and as we're approaching now the end of today's daf, I'll get to say it again. For Tumas Mace, there are two categories. Category one, we're going to call serious Tumas Mace. These are my terms, and you don't have to like it. And then category number two is less than serious Tumas Mace. What is that? So what that is it's a Mishnah Mem Test and the Mishnah Nundalid. Meaning you want serious Tumas Mace? Go to the Mishnah Mem Test. You want less than serious Tumas Mace? Go to the Mishnah on Nundalid. The Mishnah that which I reviewed at the beginning of today's daf, the Aval Mishnah. Okay. However, if your Tumas Mace is not the most serious kind, if it's level B, that's better. Level A, level B. Those are better terms. So if they're level B Tumas Mace, so then the Nazir doesn't have to be Megalech. Now again, if it's level B, now what? So the Nazir doesn't have to be Megalech. He just has to resolve the Tumah. And then during that resolution, you are going to be in suspension. And then when it's over, you'll go ahead and you'll resume. But in other words, but it's not level A. Level A, v'naflu yamim harishonim. The first days are gone. You have to start again from scratch. After level A, Tumas Mace, you now start number one. Number two, if it's only level B, if it's a Mishnah Nundalid, so then you don't have to start new. You just simply suspend your count, resolve your Tumas Mace, and then resume.
Level B is the level.
So I'm going to avoid, I like what you're saying, I'm going to avoid saying that. But only because it's so complicated, meaning it's possible that you're right. But I'm going to avoid saying that. Okay? So now here's what we're learning together. So, level A Tumas Mace, level B Tumas Mace. So why is it important to know that? So before the Mishnah that we just read together, so here's what we all thought. It has only one practical application. Nazir. Simple. The Nazir now, who is Tame, Mace. So now he needs to know. Oh, wait one second. First question in order. Level A or level B? Because if it's level A, then when I resolve my Tumah, I got to start now with the number one. If it's level B, so then, no, I don't have to start with number one. I'll just become Tahor and resume wherever I left off before Tumas Mace. So we thought that there was only one application. What Rebbe Lazar is saying, okay, I'll go back and forth in terms of what his name is. What Rebbe Lazar is saying is that there's another application in halacha, Bias Mikdash, going into the Beis HaMikdash. You know that when you're tummy, you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. You know if you're tummy and you go into the Beis HaMikdash, that's an Isser Kares. It is serious. Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Right? When opening up the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, the first two parakim of Masechta Shavuos deals with Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Okay, a little bit of Bikius for today. So anyway, but all we need to know is that it's an Isser Kares. What Rabbi Lazar is teaching us is he has a Mesorah. You only receive Kares when it's level A, not when it's level B. And this is not Nazir related. This is now just simply another application of these two levels of Tumas Mace. Tumas Mace A, level A, you're in full violation of Bias Mikdash. Level B, you're not in violation of Bias Mikdash. That is now a second nafkamina. And to which the Gemara says, to which Amar Rebbe Meir, now I'm just rereading the last line of the Mishnah, Amar Rebbe Meir, lo tezu kala min hasheretz. And Rebbe Meir says, you have got to be kidding me. Got to be kidding me. I can't possibly understand. Meaning, Tumas Mace level B is going to be lighter than, let's say, for example, you come into contact with the sheretz. Now, sheretz is an avatama, but in the world of tama, it's a lighter form of tama. Remember, sheretz is only metame b'maga. A sheretz is not metame b'masa. A sheretz is not metame b'ol. It's only metame b'maga. Okay. And when you're tummy with tama sheretz, so how long does it take to resolve the tama? One day. You go in the mikvah, you experience erev shemesh, you're good. And now if you're Tami Tumasheretz and you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, so, right, if I'm just giving a visual, the alarms go off, right, the sirens are, in other words, you just violated Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Meir is like, I can't wrap my head around this idea. How could you possibly say, you meaning Rebbe Elazar, how could you possibly say that for Tumas Mace level B, oh, it's, you're not going to be in a violation of Beis HaMikdash? And meanwhile, for Sheretz, you're with me, that you are in violation of Beis HaMikdash? How could that possibly be? Now, Rav Chaim, what you suggested may be the answer, but the Gemara never says it, which is why I'm steering away from saying it. But in other words, what he suggested just moments earlier, just in case the listener did not hear, is that he said that maybe Tumas Meis level B might be Tumas Derabbanan. Okay. And he may possibly be right, but I'm avoiding it because the Gemara doesn't say it, and it's definitely, it could be correct, but I'm avoiding saying it because he may be right, but then again, he may not be. Okay. So now the Gemara, it's so funny. So there's so much to discuss over here, but the Gemara is really just going to be fixated on one particular point. Rebbe Elazar learned it from who he said it over in the name of Rabbi Yoshua. Okay. So we know that when you say something, b'shem omro, so you're maybe it's a ge'ula. You have to make sure that you quote your sources correctly. And so the Gemara is going to be fixated on the fact that we know that Rebbe Elazar didn't learn it from Rabbi Yoshua. And so the Gemara is going to be fixated on this one particular point. So Rebbe Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Yoshua, Gamar La, Vaham, Mishum Rabbi Yoshua, Bamram, Gamar La. So the Gemara says, you know, he didn't learn it from Rabbi Yoshua. He learned it from somebody else. Now that somebody else, this is complicated. This is not complicated. It's just a little bit confusing. It's, his name also happened to have been Rabbi Yoshua, but it's a different Rabbi Yoshua. Okay. And we know that because the Gemara describes the name of Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamo. Gamala, the time you learned in the following Bryce, I'm Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Elazar, Kishalach, Ardaski, Amatzasi, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Peter. I'm sorry, ben Peter Rosh. Right? That's his name. So, Rabbi Yeshua ben Peter Rosh, Aya Yoshe, Vedan Lefne, Rabbi Meir, Bahalach, Kotoma, Minamesh, and Azmegalechala, Chayavan Alamishum Bias Mekdash, Vechotomas Mech, Ein Azmegalechala, Ein Chayavan Alamishum Bias Mekdash. Okay, good. Meaning, our halacha that we learned in our Mishnah. The distinction between Tumas Meis level A and Tumas Meis level B. So Amalo Altezik Kalam Yisharetz and Rabbi Meir. We already know what Rabbi Meir's response is because we heard in the Mishnah, but in the Brice it's going to be the same. Rabbi Meir says, I can't wrap my head around that distinction. Tumas Meis level B should be better, should be lighter than a Tumas Sheretz? Can't be. Okay, good. Amarti lo klum atabaki be Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamo. So he says, are you schooled in what Rabbi Yoshua bar Mamo said? Amar lehein, kach amar leh, Rabbi Yoshua bar Mamo, mishum Rabbi Yoshua. So Rabbi Yoshua bar Mamo quoted it in the name of Rabbi Yoshua. Ah, so now we can put the puzzle together. Meaning Rabbi Elazar got it from Rabbi Yoshua. Well, originally it was said over in the name of another Rabbi Yoshua, right? Rabbi Yoshua bar, what just happened? Rabbi Yeshua ben Peter Rosh. And then it goes back to another Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamo, who got it from Rabbi Yeshua. Okay. I know it's confusing because everyone hears Rabbi Yeshua, but the point is, it's a simple point. In our mission, Rabbi Elazar says, I'm quoting Rabbi Yeshua, but now, because of all the braces that we just went through, so we actually know that there are other people in the Mesorah. And why didn't he quote all the people in the Mesorah? And but first, let me just finish reading. Okay, good. So, and meanwhile, all this comes back to Rabbi Yoshua bar Mamal, who got it from Rabbi Yoshua. And the Gemara is just fixated on, hey, Rabbi Elazar, when you're quoting, why aren't you quoting it who you directly received it from instead of going all the way to the top? Meaning we know it's Rabbi Elazar, first quoting Rabbi Yoshua ben Peter Rosh, but if we could just leave him out of this for just a moment, saying it in the name of Yeshua bar Mamal, who got it from Rabbi Yoshua. And in the Mishnah, it makes it sound like Rabbi Elazar got it directly from Rabbi Yoshua, and we know it's not true. So the Gemara says, okay, it's not, you're right. So have mishum Rabbi Yoshua bar Mamal gamila. So Amr Shema Mina, Kol Shmaita Dimit Amr Bebeit Lasa Kadmai, Ubasrai, Amrina Metzia Lo Amrinan. So the Gemara says, so here's what you're allowed to do. When it's a Shalshalas, when it's a Mesorah that comes through a chain of people, So what you are able to do is you're allowed to take out the middleman. Your citation does not require to bring in the middleman. Okay? And Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Avah Nami Tanina, and the Gemara says, and I'll just give you another example, where when citing, you don't have to quote the middleman. So Amar Nachman Halavlar Kachma Kublanim Rabbi Mesha Shekibal Me Abba Shekibal Me Nazugo Shekibal Me Neviim Halachal Moshe Misinai Bizoreya Sheves Vechardal Bishnaim Vishloshim Mekamos. When you're planting different types of vegetations, please don't ask me to define. Whatever. Chardal is mustard. That one I know. Sheves probably says dill, right? That's my guess. Anyway, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Because they are different vegetations, so therefore each one of them is going to require their own peya. We're not interested in the halacha right now. What we're interested in is citation. Now over here, he said halacha Moshe Misinai, meaning, right, going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to Yeshua. Yeshua then in turn gave it to Kalev, meaning, and they were left out. Why? Because you're allowed to leave out the middleman. When you have a Mesorah, so and your Mesorah includes many people in the middle, but for citation purposes, you don't have to cite them. That's all. And so over here as well, meaning on this particular halacha, level A Tumas Mace, level B Tumas Mace, vis-a-vis B.S. Mikdash, Rav Elazar says, here's what I learned from Rabbi Yoshua. We know that there were people in the middle. The Gemara says, you're right, there are people in the middle. You don't have to cite the people in the middle.
The proof to not cite people in the middle, cites people in the middle.
I was thinking the exact same thing, and good. So we're both pondering. Same thought. Okay, is Rav Chaim also same thing?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Me too. I don't know. Okay. Adkan, we'll stop over here, and tomorrow I will pick it up for the mission. We'll finish the seventh perek. Okay. Wonderful. Okay. It's a complicated daf, I admit. But the points, the concluding points are actually very straightforward. Number one, Rav Chista proposed the idea that when you are a Mitzara Mukhlat, you still, during your Mitzara Mukhlat, are able to count your Naziris during your Tzaras Mukhlat. And the Gemara says, refuted. That position is refuted. After learning a Mishnah, Daf Nintes, after citing a Braisa, so Rav Chista basically does not have a defense to this position. That's number one. Number two, that's most of today's Daf. And number two is that this Tumas Mace, broken up into two levels, now has not one application in halacha, but two applications in halacha. Application number one, for a Nazir. If a Nazir is Metame Tumas Mace level A, so then he's Megaleach. If it's level B, he's not Megaleach. If it's level A, not only you're Megaleach, but part of being Megaleach means start again, start anew. But if you're level B, all you need to do is just simply resolve the Tuma and then resume count. You're suspended, but you'll resume. Good. And now we learned that there's a second application in halacha, and that's Bias Mikdash. Bias Mikdash, when going into the base of Mikdash, so if you're mitame level A Tumas Mace, you're in violation of Bias Mikdash, which is Kares. On the other hand, if it's level B, so then you're not in violation of Bias Mikdash. Now, it doesn't, I'm, in other words, one of the, many of the things I wonder about is, aside from Reb Chaim's point that he made earlier, that maybe level B is the Derabanan, which again, the Gemara doesn't say, but that's a strong possibility. And the other thing I wonder about is that I can't imagine that Rav Elazar is saying it's mutter, right? It sounds like, and again, I don't know if I'm right, but I'll say it. It sounds like it's just simply not an Issachar race, but I'm not sure if he's saying it's mutter. But regardless, but what he's saying definitively is that if you're level B, Tumas Mace, so you're not in violation, full violation of Bias Mikdash. And then Rav Meir's counter argument of, I don't understand, Tumas Sheretz, he can't go into the base of Mikdash. And how could that be any better, worse than Tumas Mace level B? Right? Really, really difficult to understand. And finally, the last point of the Gemara is that Rabbi Elazar, quoting Rabbi Yoshua, we know there were those in the middle, and the Gemara says you can leave out the middleman when citing.